Path to Positive Communities is a national initiative bringing together leaders and institutions in cities and states across the country committed to advancing climate solutions. By subscribing to Path to Positive Communities, leaders will receive helpful insight into the progress that's being made across the country to create more sustainable places to live. Utah signed on recently, and a committee met this week. Leading the group is the Executive Director of Utah Clean Energy, Sarah Wright. Park City Mayor Jack Thomas and Mayor-elect Andy Bierman, along with Park City Sustainability Manager Luke Carton, attended the meeting. Carton says the momentum to foster new levels of support for climate change solutions is building.
Path to Positive is a concept. It was actually started in Los Angeles. It's to get business leaders, government leaders, religious leaders together to actually start talking about climate change in a more regular basis. I went down to the launch of it. There was some great speakers on that. But yeah, Park City, and it's the leadership piece. So it's kind of forming that group. So, you know, there are those thought leaders in the state to help make climate change, you know, because 70% of Utahns believe that climate change is affecting them currently, but it's never discussed.
Even though Utah is a conservative state, ideas from both parties are coming together to say that climate change poses a risk to Utah and one of the state's major economic drivers, snow, and the tourism that brings. With no snowpack, the snow sport industry could be devastated, as the state's agricultural industry as well. Carton says that state leaders recognize the risk and want to get the message out through the state's diverse communities.
It's really focused around the messaging of climate change. How can a preacher in a church relate to his congregation? How can someone who runs a media company that was there, how can they talk about this in a way that's not, you know, that's scientific based? It's not the crazy doom and gloom stuff, but it's also very real. And the flip side of it is the large potential economic benefit to the state. I got to speak at the state capitol last week at the governor's declaration for alternative fueled vehicles. And the four people that came up to me after speaking were four Republicans. They firmly believe in electrification and the jobs it's going to create and the tax benefits and all these other pieces. So it's a start on that path.
They warn if something isn't done, the effects will be catastrophic. For more information, you can visit the website PathToPositiveUtah.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.